Good morning. Welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Quick one today. Five stories. Let's move.
First up, ZT Automotive just bought McLaren and Rolls-Royce stores in Charlotte.
Wait, ultra luxury? Those points almost never trade.
Right. Koenigsegg has 13 dealers in the whole country. This is that tier.
So what's the read for operators?
Scale in mainstream franchises is now a real ticket into segments that used to be closed off.
Love that. Okay, next. Woodhouse Spa is adding Met Spa services across all 90-plus locations.
No new real estate, just layering treatments onto existing menus.
Plus, a membership program to lock in repeat visits. Smart margin play without the extra lease.
Exactly. Higher margin revenue on the same square footage. That's the takeaway for any service brand.
Story 3. Keller Williams just added a San Antonio brokerage, Marty Realty Group.
But it's really about the tech. Two platforms built for new construction buyers.
New Home Buddy and New Move. Now KW can license those system-wide instead of building in-house.
The real question is adoption outside Texas. Built for one metro, rolling out everywhere.
Fair. On to story 4. RevScale added Sally Facinelli as a strategic advisor.
Decades of franchise leadership took Aussie Pet Mobile from 13 units to over 500.
That's the credibility signal operators want. Someone who's actually run the systems, not just studied them.
And last one, Planet Fitness signed a hotel developer, Ian McClure, for 3 area deals in Florida.
A hotel guy, not a gym guy.
Same skill set though, site selection, construction, asset management across markets.
Expect more crossover deals like that as fitness brands chase capital-rich developers.
That's the brief. Standout story today, that Charlotte ultra-luxury deal.
Read the full pieces at RevScale Media and get tomorrow's recap in your inbox.
Thanks for riding with us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a great day, everyone.